A longtime 4-H leader in Jefferson County faces charges of sexual abuse. News Talk 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that story.
A young girl claims 66-year-old Stephen Stoltz of Culver had sexual contact with her. A grand jury indicted Stoltz on sexual abuse charges December 30th, and he was arrested. He has since posted bail. Detective Starla Green with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says they want to make sure this young girl is the only victim.
This is the only report I've received regarding, obviously, any allegations. Obviously, it's hard to go and seek out anybody else after that many years of being involved in 4-H. So if that's the point of the press release, is to get more, if there's anybody who has a concern or any other, I guess, concerns regarding behaviors over the years, to contact me.
Mr. Stoltz's daughter and son-in-law are also charged with custodial interference. Authorities say the three prevented the victim from getting to her parents so Mr. Stoltz could commit the crime. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The executive director of the Kids Center in Bend says that family members often play a role in covering up child abuse. Shelley Smith says those close to a child predator may be in denial or don't want the home's breadwinner to go to jail.
In general, you know, over 90% of the perpetrators that we see, you know, children that come in and talk about their perpetrators, they're all people that are in the circle of their family and people that are entrusted to care for them. So it's not surprising that you know, families of perpetrators would want to continue to keep that secret a secret.
Former victims of abuse frequently try to protect a family member that is a child predator. Experts say they don't want to stir up their own personal trauma. COCC officials say a tuition increase is likely for the next school year. The COCC Board of Directors must approve any increase and will likely vote on the proposal sometime in the coming spring. An article in the Bulletin says if approved, this would be the school's fourth straight year with a tuition hike. The proposed change would raise tuition between $6 and $8 per credit hour, an increase of about 10%. An in-district student at COCC currently pays $76 per credit hour. Republican State Representative Jason Conger of Bend watched the Iowa caucuses very closely. He says he was curious to see how the outcome would match up with the political pundits' predictions and with early polling data. Conger says Iowa is important because it's the first caucus. He believes a lot of people are already engaged in this race because the election is of great importance.
Given that we're continuing to face these economic challenges and the importance of our outward face towards the world, in the coming years, I think it sounds cliche, but I genuinely believe this may be one of the most important presidential elections in this century.
Conger also says, although many endorsements have already come out, he believes it's too early for him to pick a favorite. The Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team makes another arrest. This one involves a 27-year-old Redmond man accused of possessing and selling methamphetamine. Lieutenant Ken Manis says Blair Vega was contacted Tuesday while walking in Redmond. Police allegedly found about $6,000 worth of meth on his person. Vega was lodged in the Deschutes County Jail on charges of possession and distribution of methamphetamine. Oregon continues to look for kids who need health care coverage.
State agencies did outreach in the communities so that every family who had a child that was uninsured knew that their child was eligible for this program.
Reagan Gray with Children First for Oregon says the state now covers nearly 95% of its children. That has earned the state a $22 million bonus from Medicare. And Portland Mayor Sam Adams does not want to see the National Republican Party presidential candidates debate in the Rose City in March. Adams says it's not about politics, it's about money. He's asked both Democrats and Republicans to not hold any presidential debates in the downtown area because the recent Occupy Portland protests have drained the police overtime budget, leaving no money to pay for police protection and or security. The candidates are set to meet in a televised debate March 19th at Oregon Public Broadcasting. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. We'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.